1. Listing Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Which dress did you finally decide to buy at the clothing store?
I chose the blue one at first, but it was $40, so I bought another one, which saved me $10.
Question. How much did the woman pay for the dress?
Two. Hi, John. The train arrived much earlier than I had expected. I'm on the platform at the moment.
Oh. You can go and have a drink in the cafe while waiting for me. The road is quite crowded.
Question. Where is the woman?
Three. I'd see Grandpa every day if I could, but I'm only free every Sunday.
That's enough, but don't forget his birthday next month.
Question. How often does the man see his grandfather?
4. Mr. Watson, I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Did you fill out a request form?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
5. How about going out for a meal this weekend? If you fancy staying in, I could cook for us.
A meal out would be great. And we can ask some other friends as well. I'll ring Anna and Carl.
Question. What will the speakers do on the coming weekend? Six. Gina, it's so hot outside, and the bugs just love me this year.
Stop scratching your arm, Sam. Well, I hope you close the windows tonight. Here, put on this medicine.
Question. What does Gina tell Sam to do? Seven. I made this painting by myself. I've been taking art classes for the past year.
Really? That's amazing. I thought you bought it. It looks as if it were painted by a professional.
Question. How does the woman respond to the man?
Eight. Oh, the radio is advising us to avoid the city centre this morning. I'll be late for work.
It's okay. We'll turn right at the traffic lights so that we can avoid where there is a huge queue of cars.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? Nine. According to the weatherman, it's going to be sunny on Saturday. A great day for a picnic.
Huh. They said the same thing about last Saturday, and it rained all day.
Question. What does the man mean? 10. I had 3 baskets of clothes to wash. The washing machine was full.
That's too bad. I guess you'll have to go shopping again. The clothing shops must love you.
Question. What does the man imply about the woman? 6. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 14 are based on the following passage.
Attention swimmers! Please listen carefully to the following information about our community pool. All guests must sign in and leave a photo ID at the front desk. State law requires that all swimmers must shower with soap before entering the pool. Besides, all swimmers must wear proper bathing suits. If any of our staff determines that your clothes are not appropriate, either because they are too short or too dirty, you will not be allowed into the water. If you are sick or have any signs of illness, do not use the pool until you are completely recovered. Please remind your children to use the bathroom before entering the pool. If they have any accidents, you must report them to the gym staff immediately. Children 10 years of age and younger must be accompanied by an adult over the age of 18 at all times. Remind children that spitting is not allowed. Finally, there has been a schedule change. In the past, we have been open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Starting January the 1st, we will be open from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Attention swimmers! Please listen carefully to the following information about our community pool. All guests must sign in and leave a photo ID at the front desk. State law requires that all swimmers must shower with soap before entering the pool. Besides, all swimmers must wear proper bathing suits. If any of our staff determines that your clothes are not appropriate, either because they are too short or too dirty, you will not be allowed into the water. If you are sick or have any signs of illness, do not use the pool until you are completely recovered. Please remind your children to use the bathroom before entering the pool. If they have any accidents, you must report them to the gym staff immediately. Children 10 years of age and younger must be accompanied by an adult over the age of 18 at all times. Remind children that spitting is not allowed. Finally, there has been a schedule change. In the past, we have been open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Starting January the 1st, we will be open from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m.
Questions 11. What is required for guests?
What must be reported to the gym staff?
13. At what age can children swim alone?
14. Which swimming pool policy has changed? 15 through 17 are based on the following passage.
Welcome to Highdown College. Firstly, I'd like to say something about living arrangements. Most of you already have a place in one of our college flats. If you have any problems, please contact the housing staff. You'll find the office at the entrance to the college, and it's open from 9 until 4 Monday to Friday. During the holidays, it's open mornings only on Monday and Thursday. However, if you have an emergency, you can contact somebody on 978-5423. Moving on now, the college has excellent facilities to help you with your studies, including the Learning Resource Centre that has more than 50,000 library books. There are also 50 computers so you can use the internet. There are plenty of places to eat at the college, like the Hungry Cafe on the first floor where you can have sandwiches and salad, or if you prefer a hot meal at a very reasonable price, you can go to the food hall. You'll find it next to the bookshop on the ground floor. Otherwise, you can have a pub lunch in the students' bar. There are also machines around the college where you can buy chocolate and drinks. Right, if anybody has any questions about these matters or anything else, please stay behind now. I hope all of you enjoy your time at our college. Welcome to Highdown College. Firstly, I'd like to say something about living arrangements. Most of you already have a place in one of our college flats. If you have any problems, please contact the housing staff. You'll find the office at the entrance to the college, and it's open from 9 until 4, Monday to Friday. During the holidays, it's open mornings only on Monday and Thursday. However, if you have an emergency, you can contact somebody on 978-5423. Moving on now, the college has excellent facilities to help you with your studies, including the Learning Resource Centre that has more than 50,000 library books. There are also 50 computers so you can use the internet. There are plenty of places to eat at the college, like the Hungry Cafe on the first floor where you can have sandwiches and salad, or if you prefer a hot meal at a very reasonable price, you can go to the food hall. You'll find it next to the bookshop on the ground floor. Otherwise, you can have a pub lunch in the students' bar. There are also machines around the college where you can buy chocolate and drinks. Right, if anybody has any questions about these matters or anything else, please stay behind now. I hope all of you enjoy your time at our college.
Questions 15. Where can the listeners find the housing office?
When does the housing office open during holidays?
17. What is the purpose of the passage?
18 through 20 are based on the following conversation. You look exhausted, Carl. Shouldn't you be more rested since classes are out?
I wish. I do feel better without all that homework to grade and students to send emails to, but I just have a lot of work to do right now.
What's going on?
Well, it all started when we found this baby bear in our garage. We took it in and raised it.
Wait, you have a pet bear? I'll bet it's lovely.
No, that was 2 years ago. We let it go to live in the forest with the other bears. The problem is, every spring, people bring us baby bears from their garages to raise. All summer, we feed them, clean up after them, and play with them. I was up all night with a hungry baby.
What a lot of work. I guess it's part of living next to the forest.
Well, we love animals, you know. And this year, we're hoping to raise some money for equipment and food. You wouldn't believe how many apples a young bear can eat.
What else do you buy?
Cages, small toys to keep them entertained, and lots of towels. Bears are very messy.
You look exhausted, Carl. Shouldn't you be more rested since classes are out?
I wish. I do feel better without all that homework to grade and students to send emails to, but I just have a lot of work to do right now.
What's going on?
Well, it all started when we found this baby bear in our garage. We took it in and raised it.
Wait, you have a pet bear? I'll bet it's lovely.
No, that was 2 years ago. We let it go to live in the forest with the other bears. The problem is, every spring, people bring us baby bears from their garages to raise. All summer, we feed them, clean up after them, and play with them. I was up all night with a hungry baby.
What a lot of work. I guess it's part of living next to the forest.
Well, we love animals, you know. And this year, we're hoping to raise some money for equipment and food. You wouldn't believe how many apples a young bear can eat.
What else do you buy?
Cages, small toys to keep them entertained, and lots of towels. Bears are very messy.
Questions 18. What did the man start doing 2 years ago?
Why is the man tired?
What does the man say about the bears at the end of the conversation?